relationships, especially when they are new. Feeling confused or uncertain isn't abnormal, but there are some signs that should be looked out for. At some points, you might be confused about what's happening. You might find it hard to understand your position. And most of all, you might be afraid to ask. In the initial stages, such feelings shouldn't be a source of worry. Rather, they should push you to know more about each other, grow together, and become closer, so that eventually everything works out. However, other times you might get a gut feeling that something's not right. This is where the signs come in. They can be obvious or subtle, which also depends on the type of gaslighting you are unfortunately experiencing. It can be very hard to differentiate between a normal relationship and one where you are living with a gaslighter. Most of the time, it's us, the victims, who don't really want to know the truth. We don't dig deeper and we don't ask questions because we don't really want answers. We are ignoring the problem in hopes that it will work itself out. If you believe that you are in a relationship that has left you in utter confusion, that has left you questioning everything, it is time that you stand up and do something about it. Because no matter how unpleasant things are for you right now, they could get a lot worse in the future. However, there is also the possibility that there's actually nothing wrong and you are just going through some hard times with your partner. In that situation, it is important to know what the red flags or, as mentioned before, the signs are that define the kind of relationship you are in. One of these signs that show your relationship is not worth it is that you feel uncomfortable whenever your partner is around. If we take this when you are in a new relationship, that would be normal since you both are not really close to each other at that moment. You want to show your best to your partner and keep them happy. It's like you are in the honeymoon phase of your relationship. However, later at some point, you will start to be more open towards your partner. You wouldn't have to put up a front or worry about them not liking you, and thus, you will be more comfortable with them. The red flag is when that feeling never comes. Therefore, it wouldn't be wrong to say that the level of comfort you feel around your partner defines whether your relationship is going the right way or not. In relationships that are potentially long-term, it is crucial that you are your honest self with the other person. However, if, on the other hand, you have been dating for months or even a year, and you still feel uncomfortable around them, you still have to reread your text countless times before pressing the dreadful send button, and the mere thought of them seeing you without makeup scares you, that is clearly a huge red flag. In addition, you may feel unhappy most of the time you are around them when, in a healthy relationship, you should be excited. Some important questions to ask yourself are, do you feel happy or anxious when this person surprise visits you? Do you feel excited or stressed out when you go to meet each other? If your answer is always leaning towards the latter, and if you feel anything other than happy, calm, loved, and excited, in other words, anything negative, then you need to back off. Another major sign is if you always feel like escaping or spending less and less time with your partner, or you want to spend more time than they're willing to spend with you. It could also be that they want more of your time than you can give. Whether you are in a relationship with someone